American Language Course, Book 20, Tape 2B. Hello. Open your book to the Language Laboratory Activities for Tape 2B. Look at Figure 1. Listen and then circle the topic of the reading.
Good morning, friends. This is Harry Harper with your weekly report on highway happenings. There's some good news and some bad news for you this week. Are you ready for the good news? Those of you who live in Air Force Heights are going to have a beautiful six-lane highway from the main entrance of Air Force Heights to Gibbs Air Force Base. No more long waits at the railroad crossing, no more worries about getting stuck behind slow trucks or cars, and best of all, no more problems with rising water at low water crossings. You're getting a new superhighway, complete with a new bridge. That's the good news. Are you ready for the bad news? It's going to take 2 years to complete this highway. Work will begin on Monday. The bridge will be closed for a year. Barricades will be put in place at 7 o'clock in the morning. Plan on going a different way to work. New signal lights will be installed at Helicopter Lane and Airline Road. That should help a little. Remember, leave home early on Monday morning. You'll need time to go around the barricades. Well, that's all for today. Join me next week for more highway happenings on station KALC.
Listen again to the radio news report and then circle the topic.
Good morning, friends. This is Harry Harper with your weekly report on highway happenings. There's some good news and some bad news for you this week. Are you ready for the good news? Those of you who live in Air Force Heights are going to have a beautiful six-lane highway from the main entrance of Air Force Heights to Gibbs Air Force Base. No more long waits at the railroad crossing. No more worries about getting stuck behind slow trucks or cars. And best of all, no more problems with rising water at low water crossings. You're getting a new superhighway, complete with a new bridge. That's the good news. Are you ready for the bad news? It's going to take 2 years to complete this highway. Work will begin on Monday. The bridge will be closed for a year. Barricades will be put in place at 7 o'clock in the morning. Plan on going a different way to work. New signal lights will be installed at Helicopter Lane and Airline Road. That should help a little. Remember, leave home early on Monday morning. You'll need time to go around the barricades. Well, that's all for today. Join me next week for more highway happenings on station KALC.
The correct answer is letter B. The reading is about a new road. Look at figure 2. First, listen to the question. Then, listen to the conversation 2 times. Then, write the answer to the question. Number 1. Why are they having a parade?
Did you hear the news? Everyone has to be on the parade grounds at 9:30 tomorrow morning in Class A uniform.
Yes, I know. How many other groups will be marching besides us?
I'm not sure, but I understand the Navy is sending one.
Do they always have a parade when a general retires?
Yes, they do at this base.
Listen to the conversation again and answer the question.
Did you hear the news? Everyone has to be on the parade grounds at 9:30 tomorrow morning in Class A uniform.
Yes, I know. How many other groups will be marching besides us?
I'm not sure, but I understand the Navy is sending one.
Do they always have a parade when a general retires?
Yes, they do at this base.
Write the answer to the question.
Now listen to another question. Number 2. What are the lieutenant's orders?
Lieutenant, I just received a message. It says that you're to report to Fort Bragg next Monday.
But ma'am, that can't be. I'm not supposed to leave for another 3 months. There must be a mistake.
Well, that's not what your orders say. I'll check it out for you.
Thank you, ma'am. I'd appreciate it.
Listen again to the conversation and answer the question.
Lieutenant, I just received a message. It says that you're to report to Fort Bragg next Monday.
But, ma'am, that can't be. I'm not supposed to leave for another 3 months. There must be a mistake.
Well, that's not what your orders say. I'll check it out for you.
Thank you, ma'am. I'd appreciate it.
Write the answer to the question.
Now let's check your answers. The answer to question 1 is, the general is retiring. The question is, why are they having the parade? The general is retiring. The answer to question 2 is, to report to Fort Bragg next Monday. The question is, what are the lieutenant's orders? To report to Fort Bragg. Now look at figure 3. Listen for the words that are stressed. They are written in capital letters. Listen and repeat the dialogues. Number 1.
What's your favorite kind of book?
Adventure stories are my favorite.
Number 2.
Which sweater did you buy?
I bought the red one.
Number 3.
Where can I meet you?
Meet me in front of the library.
Number 4.
Do you drink coffee for breakfast?
Yes, I drink 2 cups every morning.
Look at the dialogues again. Listen to each question and then respond with the answer. Be sure to stress the words that are written in capital letters. These are the words which supply new information. Listen and answer.
What's your favorite kind of book? Which sweater did you buy? Where can I meet you? Do you drink coffee for breakfast?
Look at figure 4 now. Here are some more dialogues. Listen to each dialogue and put a stress mark over the words that are stressed. Listen to the example. Example.
Where are you going?
To California.
Where in California?
To the mountains.
Now listen to dialogue number 1 and mark the words that are stressed.
Where's your new house?
It's north of the base.
Are you happy with it?
Yes, it's great.
Listen again.
Where's your new house?
It's north of the base.
Are you happy with it?
Yes, it's great.
Now let's check your answers.
Where's your new house?
House is marked.
It's north of the base.
North is marked.
Are you happy with it?
Happy is marked.
Yes, it's great.
Great is marked. Now listen and repeat the dialogue.
Where's your new house?
It's north of the base.
Are you happy with it?
Yes, it's great.
Now listen to dialogue number two. Put a stress mark over the words that are stressed.
What time is the show?
It's at 8 o'clock.
Who else is going?
I think Paul is going.
Listen again.
What time is the show?
It's at 8 o'clock.
Who else is going?
I think Paul is going.
Now, let's check your answers.
What time is the show?
Show is marked.
It's at 8 o'clock.
8 is marked.
Who else is going?
Else is marked.
I think Paul is going.
Paul is marked. Now listen and repeat the dialogue.
What time is the show?
It's at 8 o'clock.
Who else is going?
I think Paul is going.
Now look at figure 5. Look at the example. Listen to the dialogue and mark the new information stress in the response. Listen and mark the word that is stressed. Example.
Did Rose get the job?
No, Fred got it.
The word that receives the new information stress is the word Fred. You should have marked Fred. Now read the rest of the dialogues and mark the new information stress in each response. The main information stress is marked for you in the question. You will have about 2 minutes to mark the stressed words. Begin. Now let's check the words that you put a stress mark on. Number 1 is an. Number 2 is hot. Number 3 is tire. Number 4 is red. Number 5 is 5. Number 6 is 3. Number 7 is black. Now listen to each question and answer it. Stress the correct word in the response.
Did Jane bring the cake? Why don't you go to the beach? What kind of tool is that? Did you buy the blue sweater? Does it weigh about 6 pounds? How long did you wait? Which car is yours?
Now listen to a radio announcer. Listen carefully. You'll have to answer some questions.
I have listened to and read all the speeches made in San Antonio about Armed Forces Week. Whether it was the governor or another of the generals, it seemed to me I had heard it all before. Platitudes and cliches. It was as though none of the speakers had ever done guard duty, because that's what it's all about. In war or peace, standing there alone, hour after hour, often cold and wet, or in the blazing sun to the point of exhaustion, fighting off sleep and 1,000 personal battles of the mind, yet remaining alert and ready to challenge and defend. Now, take the discomfort of that single person standing guard duty and multiply it by every soldier, sailor, airman, and marine here at home and around the world, and you get the true meaning of Armed Forces Week. Standing on guard for America.
Now look at figure 6. Listen to questions and select the answers. Number 1. What is the speaker talking about? Number 2. What does the speaker think is the real meaning of Armed Forces Week? Let's check your answers. Number 1 is B. The speaker is talking about Armed Forces Week. Number 2 is C. The speaker thinks the real meaning of Armed Forces Week is experiencing guard duty. Look at figure 7. Listen to the speaker again and fill in the blanks.
I have listened to and read all the speeches made in San Antonio about Armed Forces Week. Whether it was the governor or another of the generals, it seemed to me I had heard it all before. Platitudes and cliches. It was as though none of the speakers had ever done guard duty, because that's what it's all about. In war or peace, standing there alone, hour after hour, often cold and wet, or in the blazing sun to the point of exhaustion, fighting off sleep and 1,000 personal battles of the mind, yet remaining alert and ready to challenge and defend. Now, take the discomfort of that single person standing guard duty and multiply it by every soldier, sailor, airman, and marine here at home and around the world, and you get the true meaning of Armed Forces Week. Standing on guard for America.
Turn to the answer page for this tape to check your work. This is the end of tape 2B, book 20.